This is Avi Key's recording for Maseches Chagiga Daf Yud Amid Aleph. So we left off on the second line of Yud Amid Aleph, actually the third line of Yud Amid Aleph, and we were discussing the end of the Mishnah where it basically talks about a Talmud Chacham who separates from his learning, and that's a Mu'uvo She'ena Yuchal Liskom. That's something that you can't fix. And quotes quotes the pasuk now as another example of this. Ulayotze ulaba in shalom. For the one who goes out and comes in, there is no peace. Amar Rav. So says Rav. Kevan sheyotze adam midvar halacha ledvar mikra shuv ein lo shalom. So Rav explains it's referring to a Talmud Chacham who used to paskin shaylos, used to learn halacha, but now he only learns Tanakh. So he's not going to have any peace in his learning. The reason being that it's a less fulfilling limud, that you can't come to a conclusion, halacha lemaisa, from just learning the psukim, and therefore he's not going to have peace with his learning. Shmuel amar zaporish mitalmud lemishnah. He says, no, you could be talking about Torah Shebaal Peh. He doesn't just learn Torah Shebaksav, but if he's learning in depth, he's learning Talmud, and he's learning the Iyun versus Mishnah, which is just quoting the basic halachos, so he's not going to have shalom. Rabbi Yochanan amar filu mishas l'shas. Even from one Talmud to another Talmud, meaning even going from Talmud Yerushalmi to Talmud Bavli, actually the opposite, sorry. Talmud Yerushalmi is very, very quick, and this is according to Rashi at least. Talmud Yerushalmi is very quick and it's very terse, whereas Talmud Bavli is very broad and it discusses a lot of things, so he's going to miss the Iyun, he's going to miss the extra depth of the Talmud Bavli, he's not going to have Shalom in his learning. Okay, so bottom line is that once you've tasted Limud B'Iyun with Torah Shebaal Peh, with Talmud Bavli, with all of the Lundus, it's hard to go back, and you're not going to have peace when you go back. Says the next Mishnah, Heter Nedarim Porchim Ba'avir, Ve'in Lehem Al Mashe Yismuchu. Hataras Nedarim, which is the idea that if you make a Neder, you can go to a Chacham and he can undo it. This is not to be confused with Hafaras Nedarim, which is in the Torah at the beginning of Parshas Matos. That's for a husband and a wife. This is talking about when you go to a Chacham and he undoes your Neder. So this is something that's flying in the air. Porchin Ba'avir, Ve'ein Lehem Al Mashe Yismuchu. There's nothing to rely on in the text of the Torah itself. Meaning this is something that's completely Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, and it has no source in the actual text of the Torah. Hilchos Shabbos Chagigos V'Hame'ilos. When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, it comes to the Korban Chagiga, which is why we brought it in this Mishnah over here, and Mi'ila, which refers to the Korbanos and the Isser you violate from using Hekdesh for your own private purposes, Harehin Keharorim Hatulian Bisara. They are like mountains that are hanging from a thread. They're hanging from one hair. Why? Shehin Mikra Muat V'Halachos Merubos, because it's just a tiny pasuk that discusses it, and the halachos are very vast. Okay, so obviously some of these are more obvious than others, and we'll explain in the Gemara. However, the rest of the dinim, which is dinim mamonis, avodos, and how you do the avoda with the korbanos, ataros, vatmeos, and tumantara laws, arayos, and all the laws of relationships, yesh lahen al mashi yismochu, they have on what to rely. I mean, they have a lot of things, psukim, about them in the Torah. V'hein hein, gufei Torah, and this makes up the vast majority of the corpus that is the Torah. Okay, says the Gemara, Tanya, learn in the following brisa discussing Hataras Nedarim. Reb Lezer Omer, Yesh Lama Mashi Yismochu. He says, I don't know why you say that Hataras Nedarim has no source in the text. I'll show you what it can rely on in the text. Shenemar Ki Yafli, Ki Yafli Shtei Pa'amim. It says it twice. One is talking about Erechin at the end of Sefer Vayikra and Parshas B'chukosai, and one in Parshas Naso is talking about the Nazir. It says the Lashon of Hafla twice. Doesn't have to say it twice. You could just say it once. Achas hafla le'isr, v'achas hafla le'heter. So one is talking about hafla, which means verbalizing and explaining it. So that's telling you to asr something. Take a neder to asr something on yourself. And one of them is talking about to take a neder to be matur that thing, meaning to undo the neder that you took before. So that's the second hafla. It's teaching us Hataras Nedarim. Rabbi Yeshua, the other time, argues, yesh lo mashe yismachud. No, I'll tell you a different source. Shenemar. Asher nishbati bi'api. This is in Tehillim. We say it on Kabbalah Shabbos. Hashem says, I swore in my anger, and the rest of the pasuk is in Yevon El Menuchasi, that you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And he swore that the Dor HaMidbar is not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Ba'api nishbati v'chazarti. So he says, why I was able to go back on my neder, on my shvua, because I swore when I was angry, which is a remez to hataras nedarim, because if you take a neder or a shvua and you have some ulterior thoughts in mind, and if you had not had those thoughts, you wouldn't have meant to take it, you can undo it. They say, I'll give you a different source. So he says, it says, when you want to offer up a neder to bring a korban, it says, someone whose heart is feeling generous. So why dafka his heart? Because if you're not feeling it in your heart, and you just say it with your mouth, you can undo it. Hananya ben Achi Reb Yoshua, or Hananya, the son of the brother Reb Yeshua, says, Yesh lamamashi yismachu shenemar nishbati va'akayema lishmar mishpatei tzidkecha. So he says, I swore, and I will fulfill to guard your righteous laws. Meaning, sometimes you swear and you don't fulfill, which is when you do Ataras Nadar, and I swear and I'm going to fulfill. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So that's the Braisa. Those are all the Tanaim. Now Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Ihave Hasam, if I would have been there in the days of the Tanaim, Amri Lahu, I would have said, Didi Adifa Medichu, I have a better raya than you guys, that it comes from the Torah. Shenemar, Lo Yachel Devaro, the Yisra of violating a neder is Lo Yachel Devaro. Don't turn your words into nothing, into chulin. Hu Eino Mochel, Aval Acherim Mochulim Lo, meaning it specifically says he should not be Mochel on his word. He shouldn't make his word into nothing, but others can make his word into nothing. Amar Rava, so Rava says when he hears all of these, Lakulu Islu Pircha Levar Midi Shmuel. The best one is Shmuel. All the other ones, I can ask a kasha against them. Shmuel, I have no kashas on. The Leisle Pircha, there are no kashas on Shmuel. The Imid Rabbi Lezer, if we're going to say like Rabbi Eliezer, where it's that it says Aftla twice, Dilma Kid Rabbi Yehuda, maybe Rabbi Lezer just means to teach you the special din of Rabbi Yehuda, Shama Mishum Rabbi Tarfin, the name of Tarfin, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfin, Liola Meinecha, Mea Nazir Shalom Nitin Nazira, Salala Hafla. Really, neither of them is a Nazir because Naziris can only be taken with Hafla. What on earth is this talking about? So Rashi fills us in, and this comes up a few times in Shas. What it means is that let's say two guys are sitting there on the side, and they see some guy walking down with long hair, and they say, oh, that guy's a Nazir. And the other guy says, he's not a Nazir. So one guy says, I'll make you a bet. If he turns out to be a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir just like him. And the other one says, nah, well, if he's not a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir just like him. Or like he's not. Whatever, they do it on a bet. So the halacha is, according to Reb Tarfon, neither of them has to be a Nazir, because Nazirus is only done with hafla. I mean, it has to be stated definitively. You can't say, if then, then I'll be a Nazir. But you have to state definitively that you'll be a Nazir. So that was what we learned from the extra hafla. So therefore, the extra hafla is not teaching me Ataras Nadar. Even Rabbi Yeshua, no, if you learn it out from Kabbalah Shabbos, like Rabbi Yeshua says, Asher Nishpati Ba'api, Hachi Kamar Ba'api Nishpati, V'lo Hadar Nabi. I swore when I was angry, and I didn't go back on it. Meaning, he says Hashem went back on it. Just because he let the later generations go in, he didn't let that generation go in. Meaning, he swore after the Chedem Aragim, you guys aren't going in. And he kept it. So, Imid Reb Yitzchak, Dil Mela Fuke Midishmuel. If we're going, talking about according to Reb Yitzchak, maybe Reb Yitzchak's source that the guy says, I swore and I'm going to uphold your mitzvos, so I see that you could swear and not uphold it. Nah, that's not a good source for Ataras Nadarim either. Why? Because it says it's coming to go against the Shita of Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, Gamar Belibo, Sarach Shiyotze Bisfasim. Oh, I got the wrong one. I'm sorry. I was referring to the wrong. Shita. Now, Rav Yitzchak is the one who said, Akol Nidiv Libo. You have to have it in your heart. So maybe that's arguing against Shmuel. What's Shmuel Shita? Meaning, Damar Shmuel, Gamar Belibo, Tzarach Shiyotze Bisvasav. Right? So he says, because if you have it in your mind, you still have to actually verbalize it. So maybe from there you could learn, no, you don't have to verbalize it. You can just have it in your heart. You don't actually have to verbalize it. And then he says, Imid Hananya ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua. So that was the one I was referring to last time. If you're going to say pshat like Hananya ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua. So Dilma, Kerev Gidol Marav. Maybe he also could Gidol Marav. Dilma, Gidol Marav. Minayin, Shenishba, Makayim, Esa Mitzvah, Shenem, Anishpati, Vakayimah. Lishmar Mishpatei Tzidkecha. How do I learn out that if you take a shvua that you're going to fulfill a mitzvah, that it actually is effective, even though we have a concept of Mishpon Me'omdin Me'har Sinai, that we already took a shvua at Har Sinai, that we're going to serve Hashem, so a shvua shouldn't really take effect. But we learn from this pasuk of Nishpati Vakayim, Lishmar Mishpatei Tzidkecha, that I can take another shvua on top of it. Why? Because I'm doing it to be mizares myself, to psych myself up that I'll do it quickly and well, and I'll do it the right way, as opposed to if I don't take a shvua, maybe then it's a little less. So I am adding something by taking a shvua. So that couldn't necessarily be the source for Hatara Sadarim. If it's the source, we're learning out this din, that a shvua is chal on a mitzvah. Ela mi d'shmuel leisle pircha. But Shmuel has no kashas on him. And hainu d'amri inche, and that's Amarava, the Tamer of Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rava says, and maybe Nachman bar Yitzchak said it, Hainu d'amri inshe, and this is what people mean when they say, Tava chada pilpolta charifta mimaleit sana dekari. So it's better one hot pepper than a whole basket full of big gourds or cabbages or something. Meaning, Shmuel was not a Tana. He wasn't a big time, he was only, compared to us, Shmuel was, we don't even know what. But compared to the Tanaim, he wasn't as great. But sometimes the one little sharp pepper can do more than all of these huge other vegetables that were really bigger. But still Shmuel won the day. Hilchos Shabbos. And then we go to Hilchos Shabbos. We said that is like mountains that are hanging from a thread. So ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? Michtam Ksivan. It does say in the Torah that you got to keep Shabbos, so it's not like there are no psukim about Shabbos. Yeah, okay, so I don't really understand this kasha, but because the third, it says don't do malacha, and then we have Meseches Shabbos, Meseches Erevin, Chelik Gimel and Dalet of the Mishnah Brura, it's a ton compared to one or two psukim. But nevertheless, it's written somewhat in the Torah, and therefore the Gemara asks the kasha. So the Gemara answers, Lo tzricha l'chad Rav Abba. It's like the case of Rav Abba that's not written in the Torah. Now, what is the case of Rav Abba? Damar Rav Abba, chofer gumar v'shabbos ain't tzarech el afara. If a person digs a hole on Shabbos and he only needs it for the dirt, meaning he doesn't need the hole, he needs the dirt from the hole. So pater aleha, he is pater. So this is the famous case of malacha she'ain tzricha l'gufa. And this is not written anywhere in the Torah, so we have a whole case of malacha she'ain tzricha l'gufa. That is like, that's what it means, that it's only hanging by a thread, that it doesn't really have much of a source in the Torah at all. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's only Kid Rebbe Shimon. That's only going corner of Shimon. Amar Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa Potter. He says that Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Potter. I mean, it's Aser to do it, in the Rabbanan, but it's Potter Menat Torah. So he says, Potter Aleh, sorry. Avol. So the Gemara says, no. Filu Tema. Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you do malach shein tzricha l'gufa, that's another way of just doing a malacha and you're chayev for that, so it is an issur d'oraisa. But in this case, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be mutter. Hasa mesakein hacha makalkel. It says that because you'd be putter anyway, because it's a case of makalkel. You're not digging a hole inside. You're not creating something useful. You're just ruining your house. You're ruining your floor. It says, my kaharan atulim besara. So what is the aspect of it that is the mountain that's hanging from a thread? So going over now to Yudamit Beis, Malefas Machshavas Asra Torah. Well, the whole source of this idea of Makalkel being Pater is that it's not a Malefas Machshavas, and the Torah only forbade Malefas Machshavas, where it's done, let's just say for argument's sake right now, it's done in the normal way that it's supposed to be done in a proper, in a proper positive fashion. Malachas Machsheves Lo Ksiva. There's nowhere in the Torah where it spells out that it has to be a Malachas Machsheves, and therefore that is what it means, that this whole idea is hanging by a thread. There's no pasuk to support.